Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hour number five of the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. We got some Cowboys news of the evening here for you. Looks like Brian's picked up a piece of that Zalots down the hall. Looks like the news department took care of
you, huh? Yeah, Iris down at the other end, she was like, hey, you want a piece of pizza? I saw it was a lot, so I'm about to make Dawson jealous is what I'm
very,
about to do.
Yeah, and hungry. Okay, we do already have at least one weekend crash out, but it appears dude is going to be able to bail himself out of jail before having to wait until Monday. So that is, I guess, the glass half full way of looking at life if you're one Patrick Beverly now.
Uh-oh.
Longtime NBA troll. Arrested for felony assault here in the great state of Texas. Richmond, to be exact. That's west of Houston, about 30 miles or so, it looks like. But this is not good. Third-degree felony. And he's out on bail this evening. But the charges against Beverly is assault on a family member / household member, impeding breath or circulation.
Uh-oh.
That is listed as a third-degree felony, and his bail was set at $40,000, which he posted. And at time of this TMZ story a couple of hours ago, he was expected to be released before the end of the day. But, it's not how you get it done there.
Nope, not at all. That would be choking? Is that what he did?
I think so.
Impeding breathing?
Impeding breath, yeah.
Breath,
That's a scary situation.
Very scary.
Feel that air circulation getting cut off. So.
Yeah.
We'll stay tuned for more details on that. Interesting conversation. I first explored this last night in a live stream I did on my podcast. It's called How About Wow on YouTube.
Good podcast.
Thank you. Would love to your feedback on this, but you got two first round picks. You need tackle, edge, corner, safety, maybe linebacker as well. And you really need those two number one picks right now. But how much do you really need two number one wide receivers, Brian? If you can't fill in all of those holes because you retain George Pickens, I think that's got to be your invitation to asking yourself, should we really keep him? CeeDee Lamb loves him.
Yeah.
You know, and in those three games CeeDee Lamb was out, he looked like he could very well be the second or third best wide receiver in the entire game. Since then, we've seen CeeDee Lamb come back and it just not add up. When you're talking about number one wide receivers, 1 + 1 rarely equals 2. It's like 1.5. And in the NFL, your job is to find out a way to make the total be greater than the sum of the parts. And I think this makes the total actually be less than the sum of the parts. I think George Pickens could help another team way more than he can help the Cowboys as long as CeeDee Lamb is here. So I would say to Dak and CeeDee and George and Clayton Adams and Brian Schottenheimer, if I'm the Joneses tonight going into this game in the final 8 games of the season, I'm like, I really got to see it. I got to see how you guys are going to make sure this adds up to be an unstoppable force, because we're talking all off season like, you can't double us both.
Right.
Oh, it's, you know, good luck stopping this. Well, teams are stopping it.
Do you kind of feel like that, though, they made their bed? Because the value of George Pickens couldn't be any higher
than what it was at the deadline?
Exactly.
Yes.
And so I don't think, like, the plan here, to me, they told you what I believe they're going to do. By letting this thing go past the trade deadline, they told you they're either going to tag him or they're going to sign him. Because we've asked them on various platforms to say, listen, if you don't think you're going to tag or sign George Pickens, trade him now.
Mm-hmm.
Trade him. Get the, because the value is the absolute best as is. And I don't
you
think
you can tag and then trade, right? Now, his value is not going to be as high as it was coming off that heater that he was on, but it's still going to be pretty high as long as he goes 1,300 yards and 10 touchdowns.
Right. You could do the tag and trade. But what I, like I said, I think the Cowboys told you by allowing this to go past the trade deadline what their intent is. Hmm. And I'll say it this way, though, too. I know one thing with when this team just has one receiver, doesn't it seem like it struggles on offense?
Well, I mean, last year, yes. But in the three games Lamb was out, is 104 points. That's the highest three-game stretch of the season.
To me, I kind of look at the situation of maybe who you were playing there.
Green Bay was in there. You put 40 on Green Bay with no CeeDee Lamb.
You put 40 on Green Bay. I felt like that Green Bay, we talked about this, if you block Green Bay's front, their secondary was susceptible to the pass. Now, I get in this argument now, and I was on with our old buddy Jeff Cavanaugh this morning. He and I on Trust the Tape.
Salute.
Thank you. And Jeff is telling me about team building. Okay. And Jeff is one of these, you got to be physically responsible. You can't do stuff with the cap. You got to be, Jeff is like, for so many years and doing shows with him, it's like, you can't pay that. And now it's wreck the cap. Mm. Who cares? And I wonder if people who are now this physically responsible are like, I'm tired of seeing this thing lose for 30 years.
Yeah.
Or I'm tired of not having.
And that's the scenario you keep GP in, because I don't want to sacrifice other parts of the offense. I think you're seeing right now getting a second wide receiver without good tackle play doesn't matter that much.
Yeah.
The great receivers, the three receiver great offenses that have been through history, it's with a really good quarterback, which I feel the Cowboys have, but it's got to come with bookend tackles that can actually protect and give us consistently at least 2.5, but we need 3 seconds to really make these plays work. So if you don't have that, I think you'd be signing up for the same thing and lying to yourself that Dak is going to be like Burrow is in Cincinnati, just making magic happen because the wide receivers are winning.
They were on a nice run, though. They were on a nice run until CeeDee got hurt, though. Didn't you feel like, though, offensively, because of what Pickens and Lamb, and they had the ability to run the ball? So,
well, they didn't score against the Eagles week one. They did score against the Giants, and then then Lamb gets hurt early against the Bears.
Right.
And maybe, if that injury hadn't happened, we'd be looking at it very differently right now. But I can only go off of what I've seen.
No, I understand what you're saying there. I just also think that of this team – without somebody, and maybe the biggest problem is you don't have a cheap two. You mean the cheap two is right now is George Pickens, but it's not going to be the cheap two next year.
Yes. So, I mean, if you could tag him and then trade him before the draft for picks now, like what would you get for George Pickens? He is a top five wide receiver in the game. That's at least a first round pick.
Well, then what you have to evaluate if you're a team that needs a wide receiver. What are you willing? Because looking at the draft so far, I've seen three first round wide receivers, is what I've seen. So but traditionally, that number is probably two or three first round guys, and you're probably going to look at this like, okay, is a cheaper guy that maybe that we can that draft could play at the same level. Like I said, the guy, Jordan Tyson from Arizona State is probably the best receiver in the draft and probably a top 10 player in the draft. He is George Pickens. He is a long, tall, catch it, run, avoid, contort, snap, all the things that you see in George Pickens. He's that at Arizona State.
So the team that gets to take him would not be interested in this. But who are the next teams? Who's
but that's
picking
what I'm saying.
20s?
That's what I'm saying. I think George Pickens has done a great job of resuscitating his career where everybody was saying, oh, George Pickens was a malcontent and George Pickens was a bad guy.
He just didn't like losing.
Yeah, he didn't like losing. That's exactly right.
Yeah, okay, so the Dolphins traded 5 picks to the Chiefs for Tyreek Hill in 2022. It was a 1, a 2, a 4, a 4, and a 6. So, you know, if you could get anything like that, considering how many holes this team has. But, I mean, talk to me about the tackles. You know, you need at least one. And you know, I would like it if they would go out there and draft one and spend a bunch of money for one and really make sure it's totally locked down. And, you know, Tyler Guyton can turn into your swing tackle and, you know, try to develop into a good starter. But I need good. I don't need, oh yeah, I'm giving up some sacks, but I'm developing on this trend line. You got Dak at 33 years old. It's time to go right now. Yeah. Not use the end of the twilight of his prime to try to develop guys, especially with what I've seen this year, man. The protection just isn't good enough to get what you need out of Dak.
Yeah, well, that's, you know, the question of the, you know, how will, you know, are you willing to use that early pick on the tackle, because that's probably where it's going to come from.
Yeah,
I would know,
be.
It's yeah. So, you know, is there going to be a defensive player there that is better than maybe one of these tackles?
I think you're going to need to go into free agency first and sign Alante Taylor, free agent corner. Mm. And now with him, Revel, Carson, Bland, I'm feeling okay. You know, I have four decent guys.
Corner safety, I think you definitely have to play in the free agency game. I don't think you could bottom fish here.
No.
I mean, you've got to take advantage of having these two ones, but you got to be able to use your resources to go and get some legitimate players. And I think that they've started well, I think, with the going out and getting Quinnen Williams. I think that's a good get. We'll see what happens with Logan Wilson. I think that right now will be a good get. We'll see. But they very well could, depending on how Carson and Revel play with Bland, you know, these last 8 games, maybe you might not need a corner. I'd still draft one, but you're definitely going to need a safety.
Okay, let's get some
respectfully. Yeah. Did you say there was a brother named Alante?
Yeah.
That's hilarious. That's a Cadillac.
Oh, really?
That's a Cadillac.
Yeah, you know, some of these names, but you know, you never know what the parents might have been thinking. Yeah. or you know,
be dreaming,
going with,
you know what I'm saying?
But,
dreaming. Yeah. Drinking.
Yeah. Yeah. What did we have earlier? We had Champ and Boss Bailey.
Right? Yeah. The Bailey brothers, Champ
that's,
and Boss.
That's doing it right, if you ask me. I like the name Buddy, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, we go to DeMarvian Overshow, and he was asked about a potential snap count coming up Monday night in Las Vegas. Coming off the injury, he says, I feel like, especially for a guy that hasn't played in 300 and some days, just ramping up and getting to it. But we already know it's winning football time, and when the time comes, when the situation comes, if I'm at the play count or that limit, we've already had the conversation. Look, it's a play that needs to be made. I've got to be on the field. And I think we're going to know how we feel about that about a quarter into the game, just how he's moving, how free he's going.
This would be a great opportunity if they could find ways to be, you know, consistent and not give up big plays, which I don't think they will. We'll see what happens with the tight end, but I don't anticipate him starting in this game, but I anticipate him coming in at some point in time in that first half of that game. And you'll probably know when he's on the field.
Revel says, I'm very excited, not playing football for a whole year. Very excited. I just got to focus on the details, a little rusty, but at the end of the day, I know what I got to do. He was asked how limited he is physically, and he said, I'm not sure. I'll take it step by step every day. I don't want to put that in my head. I just got to come out here and do what I do and do it my best.
The way that they kind of incorporate some of these defensive backs is you got to be a little bit mindful of, and this is something they've done, is will he play like special teams, and then will he be involved in some other stuff? I don't think he's immediately going to be a defensive player, a corner out there. I think it's going to be more like kind of like get him some snaps, get him comfortable, and then if they get into a place where they can insert him in the game, I think that's the way they're going to go.
Okay, Blogging the Boys takes us inside the numbers and the matchups of the offensive line against the Raiders. Raiders defensive line, they're 15th in pass rush win rate. They are 17th in run win rate. So, you know, they're not that bad at all. And this is kind of goes to what Brian was telling us about the Raiders in film yesterday. The defense is pretty legit. But inside this story, Brian, is some pretty encouraging data here on Tyler Guyton. Maybe I need to focus on this a little bit more. But he is 16th amongst offensive tackles in pass block win rate. That's 16th overall.
Yeah.
You know, and there's what, 64 starting tackles. So he's in the top 25 percentile in pass block win rate, and he's 10th in run block win rate at 79%. The Cowboys line as a whole ranks 8th in pass block and 10th in run block. I think a lot of that was established before the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, what's going to happen in this game, though, if Dallas is going to want to run the ball and they run it with Williams more inside the tackles than they do outside, they're going to have to find a way to, if that's going to be something that they want to do, I think they're going to try and do it. The Raiders are pretty stout inside. They give up about 3.7 yards a carry inside. That's going to be the matchup. Can Dallas, with their inside three, and we've talked about inside three a bunch these first 11 weeks, can their inside three control what's going on? Can they get movement? Can they get push? The Raiders, that's their kind of their bread and butter. Teams average about 28 carries a game against them, but they're giving up less than 4 yards a carry. How committed is Dallas going to be? Is Schottenheimer going to run the ball and all of a sudden run it inside and get frustrated? You know, and all of a sudden got to go away from that.
Yeah.
You know, and then it turns into, okay, got to throw the ball here because we're getting frustrated running the ball inside or trying to run the ball inside. And now, can you block that guy on the edge? And if you don't block that guy on the edge, then you're going to have some problems. You could throw the ball against these guys if you find a way to block Max Crosby. You absolutely can throw the ball on these guys.
Okay, now speaking of that, is it going to be Terrence Steele mostly, you think, to put Crosby over?
I think, yeah, he plays that. He's going to play that that left defensive side. Is going to be over your right tackle.
Steele has allowed 25 total pressures this season, 8th most among all offensive tackles.
Yeah.
The interesting thing, he ranks below Guyton in pass block win rate and his total disruption percentage, which measures the percentage of plays where a tackle disrupts the defensive player's ability to make a play, of 35%. Is one of the highest among offensive tackles this season. So things aren't going well out there at right tackle. But, you know, we've seen this team patch it together halfway decently at multiple times throughout the year. All righty, it's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. We're going to come back and give you a late-night sports hodgepodge in here for the Chief and the latest reports out of why Los Angeles wanted to trade away Anthony Davis and more basketball stuff coming up next year. It's the G-Bag Nation, The Fan. Welcome back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
The G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan segments brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. It's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels are the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Hopefully everybody's having a good Friday. And, you know, we'll be back on Monday, 2 to 4. For the G-Bag Nation, then hand it off to the pregame at 4 o'clock. The after-the-fact reporting of the Nico firing continues to just crank out golden nuggets of basketball interest. And when a move is made, people are more willing to talk. I know Luka fans were highly frustrated with how that scuttlebutt was moving after he was traded and all the skeletons in the closet, so to speak, were coming out on him. But now it's kind of working on the other side, at least with this story, is the Lakers and Anthony Davis did not see eye to eye during their last season together. This is Brett Siegel reporting this. Lakers reportedly had issues with AD showing up to camp out of shape and with his inability to stay healthy. The final straw for them was when Davis publicly said the Lakers needed another big man so he could move back to power forward. Rob Pelinka reportedly also discussed potential deals with the Celtics that would have sent AD to Boston. It was perhaps the most egg on the face moment for Nico, at least internally, had to be over there at the building when Anthony Davis showed up out of shape. Yeah. And now the pictures of media day are going viral where he's like holding the ball, but he's got like that dad gut.
Yeah.
And AD has always been so lean and strong that it really looks out of place with him. But that had to be amongst the final straws that broke the camel's back over there for Patrick Dumont.
You think that's Terry Black's? What do you think that is?
When you said it, I'm kind of like, yeah, I know the feeling, man.
Yeah.
I know exactly what he's talking about.
And you know, the joke or whatever the meme is that this was Texas Tex-Mex or barbecue or chili or, yeah, you know, insert.
Absolutely, all the above.
You know, all of our favorite comfort foods, yeah, down here that we just destroy, and most of us get a little bit bloated. But apparently the worst thing about this story was that this had already happened.
Yeah.
So Rob's like, sweet. He thinks he's getting rid of his fat guy that can't get healthy. And we're actually giving him a guy that we're actually maybe just as frustrated, if not more frustrated for. And, you know, unbelievable. So on the topic of Luka returning, I wanted to see if I could bring this full circle. What would happen if you called Los Angeles and offered them? What if you said, we're going to give you Anthony Davis back along with Cooper Flagg? We want our Luka back. You saw him on the podium the other night. Reporter asked him, would you ever go back to Dallas? He didn't say no. Said it would always be home. Mm. Would you want to do that from a Mavs fan perspective at 877-881-1053? Would you trade AD and Flagg back for Luka? I think everybody's going to say yes to this. The only question for me is, how would Los Angeles look at this? This would have to be maybe an agent-controlled deal, or maybe Luka would have to demand out actually to make this realistic. But if I'm LA right now, I'm looking at this Luka thing and it's fun and he's scoring a lot of points, but we're definitely not a playoff team. And, you know, maybe we might be with Anthony Davis, and maybe we could flip Cooper Flagg, then, trade him back before the trade deadline or something, and build out a veteran roster around, what would be AD, LeBron, and Cooper Flagg.
Man. Yeah, I'd love to get Luka back.
You do that?
I'm just sitting here thinking about the times, and this is not anything to do with Cooper Flagg, because every night that I've watched Cooper Flagg play, I've admired like an 18, 19-year-old guy that's out there just playing his ass off and trying to fit in. It's not his fault. You know, he's trying to be in the right spot. He's trying to communicate. He's trying to hustle. He's trying to, when he could take a shot. He showed me something the other day when he went after Wimby in that game. You know, or actually not Wimby, excuse me, Giannis. He took the ball to the rack. Giannis went vertical, you know, and then, you know, he was kind of a struggle. He was going to try and jump it, dunk it on it, but then kind of laid it in. But that's, he showed me that he wasn't afraid, and I don't think it's his fault. But I'll tell you what, my best Maverick memories, other than going back with Dirk and championship, that whole thing, is Luka being out on that court. And I wanted to ask you this, Dawson. You think by the way that the media portrayed Luka as being a bigger guy, that we might have ran him off, that maybe that we put this in the mind of...
I think the media mostly protected Luka. You know, maybe after he was gone, that storyline came out quite a bit. But
we did nothing, but, I mean, there was a lot of you know, Fupa Luka and all kinds of stuff. I mean, there was a lot of, like, and listen, if you're listening, Mike Bacsik, you know, hey, respect the hell out of you, but there was a lot of Mavs, like, calling out Luka for how poorly he was in shape.
Oh, yeah.
And I just wonder if, and you know, you talk about the fan base having something to do getting rid of the GM.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that we made it a lot worse than it really was?
I don't. I think there was some of it, but not a lot of it. And I'd be surprised how much Luka was even aware of it. You know, I think maybe sports radio, not his thing. I think he was like a video game guy and maybe a lifestyle guy off the court. But who knows? You know, I think the thing that really happened that I think was maybe behind the scenes or underreported in the lead up to that is just how many people in the Mavs organization had it with Luka,
right?
Because of how much they let the relationship deteriorate, and maybe early on they acquiesced to what he wanted too much and allowed him to get entitled.
So they allowed him to get away with too much.
I think so. And now with Los Angeles, they immediately held him very accountable publicly.
Well, but he's got his medical team. I do feel like, though, in a way, and I'll say, I think we were unfair to him with the weight and the stuff like that. That guy, being a big guy, whatever, guy is a hell. I mean,
yeah,
one of the best. Yeah. I just know that how, like, we're all talking to, like, we're all sitting there talking about, God, we miss Luka. But there was a time there where, like, well, that guy can't get up and down the damn court. That guy can't do this. But
didn't it feel like that was more like the way minority of people, though? That was
no,
like 10, 15%?
No, I didn't feel that way. I mean, maybe I'm reading it the wrong way. I kind of feel like, though, as a media group, and I'm not just saying us, but there was, and maybe there's people, I'm not talking about the people that were living with the team and all, because you're absolutely right. There were people that were tired of dealing with his medical team, or tired of dealing with this, or tired of dealing with that. But that big son of a gun went out there and played his ass off for you every night. And that's the thing I'm missing right now, is we don't have that guy playing for us, and it bothers the heck out of me. But I wonder if we in the media had a hand in running him off.
So you're kind of throwing a flag at the idea, like, you don't think Luka would really want to come back?
No, I think I'm not throwing a flag at it. I'm just saying I'd love for Luka to come back, and I think he would love to come back. I think he would. I was just asking you the question that, do you feel like as a media that we were way, way, way too hard on him?
I think everybody would have to answer that individually.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think the majority of people were much more difficult on Nico. Like, in the entire equation.
Luka
wouldn't get off the refs. You know, he wouldn't get back on defense. The effort wasn't there. Like, when he was feeling it, the effort was as good as anybody that's ever played the game.
But when he got Kyrie with him, wasn't that different? It was like Luka would, like, play really, really hard for three quarters. And then the fourth, it was like Kyrie would come and take over. It's like
it was beautiful.
Luka wouldn't have to worry about making baskets. He could just try and get back on defense and get in somebody's way. I just can't believe that this former GM saw that he was that blinded. How could you not watch those two play together and not feel like that? Man, we could be one of the top teams in the league with these two.
Yeah, and I think you still could. If you could somehow finagle a way to get him back off Los Angeles.
I don't think Los Angeles gives you back, right? But maybe if you did, no, maybe if you moved.
Not at 8-3.
Yeah.
Maybe at 13-18. Like, yeah. if you took a couple of injuries out there in L.A., maybe Luka got hurt again himself, yeah. and they end this year out of the playoffs and then yeah. start next year slowly. I think, it, you know, it's not a totally dead idea in my mind, although the probabilities of that happening
like
are very low.
I like what you're trying to do. I'd love to have Luka back. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
I would rather watch a bad basketball team with him playing than anything, if that's the case.
The only way defense wins championships is after you already have a transcendent offense, an offense that yeah. cannot be stopped no matter what you bring to the table. And Luka was the rare player that you was really undefendable, because if you committed enough resources, yeah. he would find the open guy. Yeah. You know, only a few players in history have had the skill set to be undefendable. So, you know, I think the idea that his defense isn't good enough is valid, and he would have matured and evolved into caring more about it. I mean, just getting back on defense or just agreeing to move your feet. But it was game three against Boston where he totally gave up.
Yeah, I understand. I have too many good, maybe the Mavs kind of homer guy in me, is that I just saw too many nights where –
Yeah,
where we were playing competitive basketball because he was knocking down shots.
Yeah, the thing I'm interested in, like, doing a revisionist investigation about when it comes to this whole deal is what I mentioned about 5 minutes ago. Like, were the people that wanted Luka out, like, did they become emotional, or did they get wrapped up with what Nico said, or was this a fair evaluation that most franchises would have come to?
I don't know how you could come to the evaluation of. Everybody that has generational players, like the Packers put up for all those years with Brett Favre, mm-hmm. put up all those years with Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
When you have those kinds of players, you turn the other way. Hey, what could I do? How could I help? For Aaron Rodgers, my guys in Green Bay were telling me it's never good enough.
Mm-hmm.
It is never good enough. You know, maybe it got to the point, maybe, but I think those guys. And I think some guys that are still currently in that building over there down the street, I think there's some guys that went into to job preservation mode. And sure, Nico. Hmm. Yes, Nico. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a brilliant trade, Nico. Close the door behind the scenes and going, my God, what did we just do?
Can you believe what he just did?
Can you believe we just traded that? I don't know how you could sit there in that office and feel like that we got the best thing out of this. If you're a real basketball guy, you're saying, why we're trading for a guy that's often hurt,
yeah,
for multiple games, you know. And Luka has his faults too. Don't get me wrong, but gosh, when it came time to pay, he was at the pay window.
Yeah,
he was playing.
He was incredible.
Yeah.
But you know what was his role in this? Like, here's another report from today is, you know, the after the fact reporting of the firing is kind of the subject here. Nico Harrison allowed Anthony Davis's medical staff to be hired by the Mavericks, but didn't give the same privilege to Luka Doncic.
Did not. Absolutely did not.
Like, why did it become so personal or so adversarial inside? Was this an honest reaction to Luka being petulant and immature and not being a hard worker?
I don't think he respected Nico as a general manager at all.
And he didn't respect Bob Vulgaris or Mark Cuban Jason Kidd, like, challenge the bleep and call. Like, how much was his disrespect out of control? And what we're seeing in Los Angeles now is him correcting course and realizing, I was a real idiot when I was 23.
Yeah, and it's called growth.
Mm-hmm.
It's called, hey, I've got to get myself in shape, and hey, I got to do this, and hey, I got to, you know, be better at it.
And the best teams manage that and allow you to grow with them instead of having to move you.
Yeah,
yeah.
The Mavericks just gave up.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they gave up, and they had a general manager in place that was, he had a vision for how to make it work. But it took getting some people. It took a team getting sold, and it took getting Mark Cuban out of the way for him to get that done.
Which takes us to the next branch on this topic tree and why the Mavs must tank ASAP. I wouldn't play Anthony Davis in another game. I need to preserve his trade value. And the same might be true for Kyrie Irving, depending on what they can get for him. Maybe PJ Washington as well, who's got a shoulder now. But updated report on where Flagg would go in the 2026 draft. Yesterday they said
five.
Maybe behind DeBonta and Peterson in Kansas. You got BYU and Kansas that are, at least at this point, the top two picks coming in the NBA draft. But another evaluation evaluator today saying it could actually be 5 or 6 if this next group of guys continues to grow. And this is a special generational draft. I don't want to say it to downgrade Flag in any way. I think he was the clear number one pick this past year, but it's just a matter of who you could put along with him.
That's what I would say. That's now become my hope. That if you, in fact, aren't good enough, and they might just be rolling the ball out there, not good enough, and lose games naturally without having to tank.
Yeah.
But the thrill for me is, can you add somebody to Flag to help him?
Yeah.
You know, that's my next hope.
I mean, trade for picks that might turn into lottery picks and extra chances to jump into the top 5.
Sure.
Trade for, we got a shot of in the 20s of being the 1 in 10 picks that's actually an instant starter here. There's a couple of guys that were taken out of the lottery
last year, right? Remember how that thing, we were watching that thing on TV unfold? That was crazy.
It can really happen for you. All right, it's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Here's a question for you on the Cowboys, Brian. Is there anything they can do Monday night to make you believe they could run the gauntlet and maybe finish 5-2 down the stretch? If they win this game, they need to go 5-2 to get to 9 wins. Blogging the Boys asked today in their Friday discussion, what do they have to do to make you believe? And I had my instant reaction to that question was, I don't think there's anything they could do against the Raiders.
Game. Not this game, they can't. You need to go out and handle business. If you don't, then we get to talk about the draft for the next couple of months. Yeah, but there's nothing against the Raiders. My hope is that the new players on defense get acclimated. They get a good feel. The communication's good. You don't see big problems. I mean, Carson, once again, having another game. You know, that's what I would just.
Yeah, individuals.
Show me some better play. Now, when you get my attention, beating Philly at home, maybe on a short week, beating Kansas City, that's where you get my attention. But you've just given away too many early games. My hope, you can't do anything against the Raiders that make me feel any different, but you can against Philadelphia and Kansas City.
I mean, a 40-0 win would feel great, and I guess that would suggest, hey, maybe this defense has figured something out and the offense is back. We went out there on the road. All those would be good things, but I need to see them beat a quality team. And
They are a better team than the Las Vegas Raiders, but they're capable of playing just as badly as the Raiders, though, too.
This Kalen Carson story is a lot of fun, and it was just one game, and it was...
There's your hope right there. If you can find a way to get him to play well going into... He plays well Monday night, and then you turn around against Philadelphia on a short week, you know, and be ready to go. Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, to have him out there, and if he's showing like that... He's got confidence. He's healthy. He's playing the scheme. He's doing what he's supposed to do. He's tackling. He maybe knock a ball down or two. Yeah, give me as many of those situations because you're going to need him the next 3 weeks. I mean, you are going to absolutely need to be at your absolute best playing against Philadelphia, Kansas City, and Detroit.
The Philadelphia game last year was especially bad for Kalen Carson as well. He ended the season with one of the worst coverage grades in all of the NFL. It was 36.7 and bad starts in the mid-50s on PFF.
Yeah.
One week in, his coverage grade 22 points better. He was sitting at a 58, which is right on the cusp of actually being NFL average. So can you follow that up against the Raiders? I absolutely think so against those receivers.
So. Yeah, they're going to try maybe to challenge you with the crossing routes. Nobody runs more crossing routes than these guys. So if you're in some of those man coverage situations, there might be some chasing or picking up guys coming across the field you have to be ready for.
And then, you know, the possibility of being better than Kyir Elam is out there as
that
well.
That is teetering to being something that maybe one or two games you can see that being replaced.
That would be an absolutely amazing development. All right, it's the G-Bag Nation here on 105 Through the Fan. Salute once again to Jacob deGrom, named 2025 AL Comeback Player of the Year. Set the team record for WHIP, walks and hits per innings pitch at .92. Actually bested Nolan Ryan's mark from 1990. That's exciting. I hope he comes back, and I hope they build an offense around it that can put DeGrom in a postseason game here for the Texas Rangers in 2026. But but at least, I mean, that's a huge feather in his comeback, and it's some of the best numbers he's put up, almost best numbers anybody has put up ever of all time, like his 2.57 ERA, third lowest in the expansion era among starters who have at least 200 starts. So the longevity here with DeGrom is a factor, and if they do decide to move on, hopefully they can get more than, I think what you told us at midseason, you talked to one of your baseball sources out there and said it wouldn't be compelling. I hope that's changed.
Yeah, I hope that's changed too.
All righty, we're back to crosstalk with the Fan After Dark. See what Fred and Blake have cooking here for you.
Well, it's Kevin and Blake tonight.
Oh.
Kevin Walker and Blake. Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Fred's up watching.
High school. Yeah, he's watching football.
I think they're in like round three this week up
there. He's excited about it, so hopefully everything's okay, but looking forward to seeing the young guys do some work tonight.
All righty, and we're back to mix with the Fan After Dark here coming up next, the G-Bag.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Nation fam. Thank you, Lucius. Yeah, Fred's up there in Kansas watching his son play some high school football, probably getting close to kickoff. You going to get updates during the game, Blake?
I hope I'm going to get updates during the game. Fred, last time when he was talking to us.
Are we on? Are you on? Are you on? Yeah, we got you.
Okay.
There you are.
I hope I get updates during the game because Fred last time was letting us know that
his son, it was a close game, and they went down to, what was it, overtime. And then last week they won 35 or 28 nothing. This time they're playing the Denton Ryan of Kansas this week or today, if you will. So I'm hoping for Xavier to have a big game.
Yep. Yeah. Okay. So the topic was, as we went to break, what would you be willing to give up to get Luka back? Blake joined by Kevin Walker this evening for the Fan After Dark. Let's start with you, Blake. What's the trade package look like if you're seriously trying to get LA to send you your guy back,
dude? If it's for Luka, genuinely, you can send me, Kevin, the studio, anything. Like, Luka is one of those pieces, and that's why I think made the trade so crazy, is you probably have Luka, Wemby, and Jokic, where genuinely you can't put together a package because what they do is so unique to the game that there would not be a package you could put together. So you could say we want Anthony Davis, Kyrie, and Klay, and I genuinely think that would be a good trade. Like, I would do that tomorrow.
Dawson asked me, if would you include Flack?
I think that has to be included
to
get them interested.
Yeah, you can flag Davis and...
And me and Fred go back and forth on this all the time.
All right, Dawson, is that...
Yeah, okay. Yeah, flagging Davis to start. Yeah. That's the beginning of it.
Throw another player in there.
That first-round pick?
First-round pick, do it. You're not going... We have to remember, when we're trading picks, we talk about in the NFL, we talk about in the NBA.
Yeah.
Am I going to get a player that's better than who I'm trading out? That's what you have to ask yourself. At the end of the day, if I'm going to trade these picks for Micah Parsons, can I draft two players that equal Micah or one player that equals Micah with those draft picks? And if I can't, then I don't believe it's a good trade. Same for Luka. You can give me five first-round picks. If we don't think anybody in these drafts are going to be as good as Luka or can equal up to him, if you will, the sum of, then it's not a good trade. And I think that's why everyone was mad at the trade. Part of it was you traded Luka, but also the return you got back. If you got Cade Cunningham and three first-round picks, Tyrese Maxey and a couple of picks, just Wimby, people are like, ah, imagine you traded Luka, but you got something of equal-ish return. Anthony Davis is not in the same stratosphere, in my humble opinion, as Luka.
I think what this comes down to, though, is what you have to hold on to some assets in order to have the championship roster around Luka. The first 5 years with Luka were kind of frustrating with the supporting cast that they had around him. I think Los Angeles is going to figure out the same way. So in order for this conversation to be realistic, I think LA's got to come way back to earth, and maybe that starts when LeBron returns.
Yeah, when you have somebody like Luka, you're always in the championship window. Would you agree? I think you could put him on Portland tomorrow. We would say they have a chance, maybe not the best chance, but they have a chance to win the title if Luka's on that team. We say this with Mahomes, with Josh Allen. It doesn't really matter what team they're on. We're going to give them a chance. Now, if you're on the Bills or the Chiefs and they have a good defense, it's going to help your chances. But if Lamar Jackson was dropped on the Jaguars tomorrow, we'd say they're a Super Bowl contender because that's how good Lamar is. And I think the same can be said about Luka. It doesn't matter what team he goes to. Yes, you can build a good team around him to win against a team like the Celtics. But Luka's going to get you in that conversation always. So
I mean, he really didn't get there until you had Lively and Gafford. Like when you were rocking with Dwight Powell and Bullock.
We still got to the Western Conference Finals, though.
Yeah, but I mean, the Jazz were dying on the vine and the Phoenix Suns were imploding that year. Like, I don't know if you were really one of the top four teams. And Golden State ends up
winning. You don't have to be one of the top four teams. You just have to perform when it matters. And what we do know for a fact, no opinion in it, is second most points per game in the playoffs is Luka. Behind Michael Jordan. So if I get in the dance, it doesn't matter if it's me, you, and Broadus out there. Will we have the best chance if it's me, you, and Broadus? No. But if Luka is on the court, and I'm not talking in hyperbole, he gives you a chance to win every single game.
That is absolute hyperbole.
If you think if Luka's on the court, you don't have a chance to win every game.
We have a sample size of like 7 years. I mean, last year he was with Los Angeles. They couldn't get out of the first round. Mm-hmm. You know, so I don't think
it guarantees a win. I just think you
could win any game. You're not winning a 7-game series. You're not winning a 7-game series. You could win any night against some teams.
Agreed. You still want to build a good team around Luka. I don't think you can just say Luka and the Pips and Dwight Powell's and we're just going to win every game. No, you still got to win. We saw that. The Mavs hit a wall, and that's why all of us in this room were excited when they traded for Klay. Because it generally felt like they were a Klay away. They were a three-point shooter away. They had the rim runners. They had the defense. They had the other ball creator in Kyrie Irving. You had the team.
Yeah.
Really, all you know who I'm blaming for all of this? Maxi Kleba. Because that was the only – I'm saying that kind of tongue-in-cheek. That was the only position that you needed was a backup power forward.
Yeah.
Somebody to back up PJ when he came out of the game, and you know his minutes were lackluster. And then they blew up the whole team, and now we're at where we're at.
So you were saying there at the break, you have a Kyrie idea? What's the topic there?
I was just saying me and Fred went back and forth, and we've gone back and forth, but mainly yesterday, about who you would offload and kind of what the future of the Mavericks look like. And I think everyone in this room would agree. If you can get picks for Anthony Davis, we're all on board with that. If you can get picks for Klay Thompson, we're all on board with that. Kyrie Irving's more of a touchy subject because I don't think you should. If Kyrie were to go to management and say, hey, I want out, I think you do right by him because he's done right by you. But I don't think that you should be trying to actively move Kyrie because I think you need some semblance of what the fans love, remember, and enjoy coming to games for is a Kyrie Irving. Cooper Flagg may get there, but he's not there yet where he's selling out arenas just because of Cooper Flagg. Kyrie Irving does bring that draw, does have fans invested, and is still a damn good basketball player. So I wouldn't be trying to move on from him. I get it, though. He's older, coming back from an ACL. If you get blown away with an offer, I get it. I'm just saying me, and I am biased. I will put that out there. I wouldn't move off of Kyrie.
So he's got two more years after this one
under
contract at like $40 million. And he's, what, 34 years old?
33.
I'm with you, man. I am willing to deal Kyrie Irving, but I think there's value in keeping him around if the offers aren't that good. But if you know, it's a one and expiring contracts, and you can sort of reset your cap and get after younger guys.
He held that ship steady in a very dark time for the Mavericks, trading Luka. He held the ship steady where they were still competitive in games, and I know he gets hurt and isn't able to play after that, but he was the one that was making sure the Dallas Mavericks were still a competitive team. And from people I've talked to, my own personal knowledge, he is such a voice in that locker room. Those guys together. And I love the recreated Kyrie from Brooklyn and Boston. I'm not going to rehash this, but we know he won the best person off the court, at least perceived as. In Dallas, he's had no hiccups. And I think that's the fact that that's a good Nico trade right there. We'll have a little bit of
fantastic
positivity.
He made a couple of really good ones.
PJ Gafford.
Yeah. Okay. What do you guys have planned tonight?
A fantastic show. We saw John Gruden review a North Texas box. You know how he gets the boxes of stuff? And he did a North Texas one. So if you guys missed it, we'll be playing the audio of that. I know me and Khaki are excited for that one, us being mean greeners. And then, of course, we're going to review your Cowboys and what Stephen Jones had to say about them. And it's my last day before I leave for the weekend, before the Texas-Georgia game. So a little send-off. Review some more high school football scores. We did that yesterday. That was a lot of fun. A lot of schools got smacked. A lot of parents weren't happy about how we talked about them. But ball is ball. We had a referee complaining in here. The kids are kids. Don't talk about them getting beat. Play better.
Sounds like you guys are doing a great job.
Play better.
I don't know what to tell you.
Here they come, a Fan After Dark tonight with Blake and Kevin. Thanks to Lucius Alexander, the Pimp Cup Master Control. Thanks to Brian brought us here at 75 and 635.
We'll be back players
on Monday with a two-hour show. Till then, I'm Gavin Dawson. You're going home with the Nation, Eddie.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.